Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Yes, Sunday. Welcome to another Andy Austin TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host Andy Austin. You get it by now. Don't forget, of course, I'm back with Benty tomorrow on Drive from 4 p.m. Now, we start this podcast with TalkSport's exclusive commentary of Pep Guardiola's Man City hosting Sean Dyche's Everton in the early lunchtime kickoff yesterday.
Now Haaland's been sent away by De Bruyne. He's shrugged away. Brantley, he's got into the penalty. He's stroked it home. It's a brilliant Manchester City goal. A classic Erling Haaland goal. De Bruyne to Haaland. You know the next line. Manchester City lead by 2-0. And with top spot on the agenda, City race into a 2-goal lead at the end of the match to kill off the Everton charge.
The two finishes were absolutely magnificent. It was the first time up until that first goal that Everton hadn't got first contact or a block, but what a finish it was. He took it so well and so clean, it flew past the goalkeeper. And the second one as well, two young players, a defender running back, Haaland running forward, and Haaland's body language and demeanour, it almost said, this is where I come to life. Yeah. And he put Branthwaite on his backside. He'll learn by it. He had a good game, this kid. I really, really like him.
He really did, didn't he?
And his body language afterwards, Branthwaite, was really frustrating, and rightly so. But it was all about Haaland shrugging him to the ground and finishing with aplomb, and he's won his team the points today.
I said before, we can play good, but this type of players help you to win games. Mm. So the first goal is not easy at all, right foot, first contact, and that's why Erling is there in the box, is the best.
Hello everyone, TalkSport 2, we brought you live commentary of Big Angie Spurs taking on Roberto De Zerbi's Brighton in what was, to be at the end, quite a bonkers afternoon.
One last chance maybe for Spurs to get the ball downfield. It's 4-on-3 for a minute. Here's Richarlison, Son Heung-min on the overlap, across the face of goal, Johnson! Spurs win it! Brennan Johnson! Delirium at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium! Brennan Johnson takes the acclaim, Son Heung-min with the assist, and Spurs have won it, and they go back into the top four of the Premier League. Brighton are beaten by the last attack of the game. Brennan Johnson makes it Spurs 2, Brighton 1.
I don't think Spurs are realistically in the title chase, but they are more than capable. I think they're favourites to get themselves into the Champions League position.
I don't know how many times that is now, but we seem to keep winning it late here. There's a few now that we've scored deep into stoppage time. I mean, I'm dying for like a comfortable 3-0, but it doesn't seem to be that way at the minute, and we're having to work really hard at the end of games, which is it's a great feeling when you get it done. But one for the hearts of the fans is probably not so good. But listen, 3 points, 3 points. We kept going till the end, and a bit of quality at the end won it for us.
TalkSport Daily.
Right, let's hear how the rest of the Premier League action played out.
Liverpool 3-1 at full-time at Anfield. You can possibly hear the big cheers going around Anfield, and that's because Jurgen Klopp is just giving some fist pumps to the Kop.
Second goal when it came, Jurgen, it couldn't have come at a better time, really, could it? Because it just opened the game up as you needed it.
Yeah. We needed a second goal, so we had to make a change. You don't know exactly how it would go, but actually it came from
It was initiated by Curtis on that side, with the ball back pass, the ball they have there to the new right side.
Luton 1, Sheffield United 3, probably all over now. Vinny Sousa has got the goal. It was a break by Cameron Archer to the edge of the penalty area. Initially, really good defending by Gabe Osho, but it broke to Sousa.
Listen, there's no downside to playing well and winning games of football. You know, there's enormous 15, 14 games left of the season. But, I genuinely, we are looking at a game-by-game scenario.
Wolves 0, Brentford 2. That man, Ivan Toney, with his third goal of the season. Wolves playing out from the back, gave it away in midfield. Three passes later, Toney inside the penalty area, 12 yards out. The most comfortable of right-footed finish.
Footballer. Yeah, very, very big win for us. I'm even more pleased with the clean sheet. We haven't had a clean sheet since 3 years ago. It's feeling like that.
And off to Senesi, who got Bournemouth back in the game. Nunez makes it Fulham 3, Bournemouth 1, 6 minutes into the second half.
I think today is a difficult one because you can look at you only see the stats, you think, oh, we did very well, we deserve to score much more goals, we had a lot of the ball there. But I think everything happens because we don't start well the game.
The full-time whistle goes. It's a huge win for Newcastle. A brace for Bruno Guimaraes. Newcastle up to seventh and Forest remain 2 points above the drop zone. What a game. Forest 2, Newcastle 3.
Penalty incident in the second half with the foul on our knee. How did you view that?
I don't like to judge too much because I think... I don't know Anthony Terry where he's from. I don't know if he has a clear view, but VAR, they've checked it. We don't share the same opinion. I think it's a penalty.
TalkSport Daily.
Now, the football Jason Cunningham and Dean Saunders were there after the game taking your calls. Not at the game, they were at TalkSport, obviously.
Guys, I'm interested to know what Dino's opinion is on Ange Postecoglou for the next Liverpool manager, because I've just listened to him now. And his attitude, the way he speaks, the way he plays his games, he's got to be up there for contention.
He's definitely helped the Spurs and the fans to enjoy watching football again, 100%, and the way they're playing. And they found another way to win today. They've scored the Brennan Johnson last kick of the game. Son come off the bench, so Ange's subs today. Liverpool need a new manager. We're looking at the screen here. You can see Alonso sat in the dugout with Tuchel in this big game in Germany. I don't know what they're going to do. It's left Liverpool with a massive problem. To put that club in the hands of someone who's not capable of managing it would be a disaster.
Yeah. I can't believe what I'm listening to on the way home.
Go on.
I've got a Liverpool fan from Wales saying he wants Postecoglou to be the gaffer. And I've got a Spurs fan saying that we don't deserve to have him. He can keep him. He's done absolutely nothing in the Premier League.
No, that's fair. He's only been here 6 months. You're absolutely right to make that point.
It's Liverpool Football Club. You can't put that.
It's
you
a
can't
huge
put the club in
this.
Someone's hands who's not experienced enough
no,
to.
No, it's like, a massive. It's a massive, massive decision. This and look, but a lot of people, Mark, are doing something very similar with Alonso at Leverkusen right now because he played for Liverpool. A lot of people are making that
Alonso.
Same.
Dean will agree. Alonso knows the club. Alonso
yeah.
knows what goes
yeah,
on.
Yeah, but I don't know whether that Klopp didn't know Liverpool.
You've seen him at Dortmund.
74% possession, 13 corners, 20 shots, but Sheffield United defended well and they deserved it. But those two penalties, I mean, we sit right behind the goal. We are right behind the goal.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody appealed in the crowd. None of the players appealed. The game had progressed for about 2 minutes on both of them before the referee pulled it back. Where is the game going?
I feel you, Pete.
Pete, this sounds a bit dramatic, right?
$100,000 a week. It's a joke, isn't it?
No one on that pitch thought it was or he was in the crowd. No one thought that was a penalty, or either of them. Only, it was VAR. Pultini.
Anybody that's played football, or even, you don't even have to have played football, that's seen that instance. You can't give a penalty for that.
I know, but I just wonder whether, the way that the game has gone now, they are almost hamstrung because they have to give it. If it hits the arm in the box and it's in an unnatural position, whatever you want to call it, then in some ways people say, by the letter of the law, it's a penalty.
TalkSport Daily.
To Twickenham now. Yesterday, England took on Wales in the Six Nations with the Roses, that's us, 2 points ahead.
And the full-time whistle has just gone. England 16, Wales 14. England with another narrow escape to make it 2 wins from 2 in this year's Six Nations, and also the second weekend in a row where they've come from behind at half-time to win. Wales were leading at half-time thanks to a penalty try and Alex Mann's try. England were reduced to 13 men in that period as well, Ethan Root and Ollie Chessam being sent to the sin bin. The second 40 minutes was tight and nervy, but 2 George Ford penalties and Fraser Dingwall's first try for England completed the comeback. It was far from perfect for Steve Borthwick's side, and they've got much tougher tests to come in this Six Nations. But it is another win. The full-time score, England 16, Wales 14.
Alfie, thank you very much indeed. Have a safe journey home. What have you got to say about that, Dino?
Gutted. Hey? I mean,
you know, the big one, wouldn't you?
The worst part about it is now you get on the bus, you get out the dressing room, and it's 2.5 hours to Cardiff, down the M4. Silence on the bus. You all feel sick. The manager's spewing up in the front, not speaking.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere, TalkSport have you covered for the NFL tonight. We're bringing you live and exclusive commentary of the Super Bowl final. It's not called a final, it's just a Super Bowl. Well, it's the final. Anyway, it's number 58, would you believe? Yeah, 58. Who remembers 50? Doesn't matter. As the Kansas City Chiefs take on the San Francisco 49ers in Las Vegas. Remember, if you don't watch it, you'll never know what happens, because apparently what goes on in Vegas, yeah, you get the joke. Now, who knew Thierry Henry was actually a fan of the Super Bowl theme? Well, TalkSport caught up with him in America, where he spoke about his love for a former Spurs man.
It would be great for the big man to somehow grab a trophy. Mm. We all know that's what he's been chasing for a long time. So obviously, if he can do it with Bayern Munich, it'll be great for him. Having said that, Leverkusen looks like they're not slowing down. So hopefully he can do that, you know, because like I said, we always talk about Harry Kane and how great he is, and which he is great. It'll be a shame if he doesn't, you know, leave the game with something under his belt other than goals. And I'm not saying that it's easy to score goals, don't get me wrong, but he's such a great player and a complete 9-10-ish, however you want to look at it, because he comes in midfield and does whatever he wants. You know, his passing is just magnificent. But you would like the man to win something, because, you know, you always say that he deserves it. At the end, you get what you deserve, right? But I think a guy like him, the way he's on the field and off the field, you want him to win something.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And there's even more action tonight. Yeah, it continues as Nigeria face hosts Ivory Coast in the AFCON final. Here's TalkSport's Kwaku Afari and Tony Afoki with all the details.
Wobi puts the follow-up in.
Nigeria have halved the deficit.
Tony, this is surely the greatest AFCON of all time, no?
Yeah, 100%. We've been lucky to be here in Abidjan for the past month covering the tournament. And to see my nation be in a final against the host nation who we've already beat in the tournament, it's just a dream scenario, isn't it?
Oh! Ivory Coast can celebrate for sure. They've got the goal that may well win them the game.
Let's talk about Ivory Coast, though, because they're the nation that made it to the final after having a disastrous group stage run, losing 4-0 against Equatorial Guinea, sacking their manager. Are you surprised to see them in the final?
Yeah, 100%. I didn't think new manager bounce could translate into an international tournament, but that's AFCON. It just gives you all the ups and downs. But we've beaten them before. We can do it again.
Ball to the middle. Osimhen's after it. Osimhen from a tight angle. 2-0.
Osimhen's only scored one goal in this tournament so far, and despite the fact that he hasn't been hit in the back of the net, you're in the final. Do you expect him to have a big game in that final?
Yeah, 100%. This is Osimhen's game to show us what he's done in the Champions League, show us why he's African Player of the Year, and to show us why he's the best and the hottest name in Africa right now.
What's your score prediction for this one? Because it's going to be a tight game, surely.
It's going to be a really tight game. I'm going to go for 1-0, the exact scoreline we beat them earlier this month. 1-0 Nigeria, Osimhen's on the score sheet.
That's definitely heart overhead. Now, it's 1-0 Ivory Coast. We're going to be partying into the AM.
Well, that's it for another Randy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. There will, of course, be another one of these Randy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.